To some people, the word progressive suggests only the early 20th century movement and party that gave way to liberalism in the New Deal period. But the word has never quite died out, and nowadays it's used increasingly by people on the left who want to distinguish themselves from liberals. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg thinks he knows the real difference between progressives and liberals.
People don't like distinctions without differences. Soda and pop, rap and hip-hop, breakfast nooks and dinettes, however close two words seem to be, we're naturally going to try to tease out a difference in meaning. So as more people take to styling themselves as progressives rather than liberals, you see more efforts to carve out an ideological difference between the labels. At the New Republic blog, the historian Eric Rauchway traces the origins of the distinction to the Roosevelt era, when the early 20th century progressive movement was giving way to the liberalism of the New Deal. The difference, he says, is that liberals are content to make an uneasy truce with capitalism, while progressives favor more vigorous social experimentation. And the political writer David Sirota argues that liberals favor expanded social programs, whereas progressives favor more direct limitations on corporate power. Those are solid philosophical distinctions, but they don't have a lot to do with how the labels are actually used. You can't predict how people will describe themselves by polling them on the issues or interviewing them about their philosophy of government. And for that matter, you don't really have to. You usually have a pretty good idea which people are going to call themselves progressives without knowing how they come down on single-payer health care or the estate tax. It's enough to know that they live in a university town or work for a nonprofit, listen to Pacifica Radio rather than NPR, read blogs like Daily Kos and Eschaton, or don't have any conservatives in their Monday night poker game. This has less to do with ideology than genealogy. Far more than liberals, progressives see themselves in the line of the historical left. Not that America has much of a left to speak of anymore, at least by the standards of the leftists of the Vietnam era, who are a lot less willing than most modern-day progressives to identify themselves with the Democratic Party. But if modern progressives haven't inherited the radicalism or ferocity of the old movement left, they're doing what they can to keep its tone and attitude alive. At the heart of that attitude was a sense of superiority to all those middle-class liberals whose wan political commitments were tempered by self-interest. You think of Phil Oakes' 1965 song, Love Me, I'm a Liberal, a sardonic catalog of the hypocrisies of middle-class liberals. I go to all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. I'll send all the money you ask for, but don't ask me to come on along, so love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. When Oakes wrote those words, of course, the liberal label was still riding high in the saddle. A decade later, it was in tatters, the victim of political turbulence over Vietnam and the civil rights backlash. By then, the right was covering liberals with new social stereotypes, fitting them out with Volvos, white wine, brie, and other accoutrements that suggested their vast distance from heartland middle Americans. By the 1980s, Democratic politicians were cutting and running from the liberal label, particularly after Ronald Reagan branded it as the L-word in a speech to the 1988 Republican convention. Some of them simply explain that they don't like pigeonholing. When you hear a politician say, I don't believe in labels, you can be pretty sure you're listening to somebody who would have proudly worn the liberal label 40 years ago. But others switch to the progressive label in the hope it wouldn't raise any of those fatuous L-word stereotypes. During the 2003 California recall election, Gray Davis contrasted Arnold Schwarzenegger's conservative agenda with his own progressive agenda, this from a Democrat who had never been known for cruising in the party's left lane. It's the same strategy that the Ford Motor Company adopted after the Edsel bombed in the late 1950s. They changed the grille and trim and successfully marketed it as the Ford Galaxy, on the assumption that nobody would notice it was the same car. Of course, when Berkeley professors or social activists use the progressive label among themselves, it's the political equivalent of a fraternity handshake. They know that it's meant to convey their ideological purity rather than simply to conceal their Volvo ownership. But those nuances are apt to be lost on Americans who have no idea that the word progressive ever wore a capital letter. People who not only haven't heard of Walter Lippmann or Robert La Follette, but who are probably a little cloudy on Phil Oakes, too. For them, the P word is simply a way of not saying the L word, which is the term everybody else uses for the left-hand pole of American politics, etched on the split screens of the cable talk shows. It seems to confirm the suspicion that liberals don't talk the same language as other Americans, even when it comes to pronouncing their own name right. That's the progressive's bind. You can't distance yourself from the negative liberal stereotypes of Phil Oakes without also corroborating the negative liberal stereotypes of Rush Limbaugh. The more that Democrats avoid the liberal label, the more cheerfully the right steps in to redefine it, driving it to the margins of political life. Of course, progressives will deny that they're out to trash the liberal label and insist that their differences with liberals are basically philosophical, not stylistic, even if it isn't always easy to put your finger on what they are. The irony is that it's chiefly that insistence alone that divides the two. The difference between progressives and liberals is that progressives believe that there is one.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist who teaches at the School of Information at the University of California at Berkeley.